Thanks for joining us today. We'd love to hear how this ministry is impacting your life. So if you would please take a moment and send us your story to mystory@oceansunite.com. And if you'd like to partner with this ministry financially, you can do that at oceansunite.com and select the giving option that works best for you. Thanks again for joining in, and we hope you enjoy today's message.
This morning, we spoke about our destiny and how the enemy desires to, it's not that funny. It's not that funny being on the beach, I'm just saying. Kevin, it's your fault. You shouldn't do that, you know. So this morning we spoke about, you know, how the enemy desires to stop us from stepping into destiny and really wants to bring things to us. In fact, what he does is he sifts us. There are seasons in our lives where he will sift you. He will try you and test you. And the wonderful thing about it is that God is the one who has the say. Is that okay? He's the one who has the final say. And what's beautiful is that you see how Jesus goes to Simon and says to him, you know, the enemy, the devil has come and asked to sift you. In other words, before the Satan can do anything to you or bring anything against you, he must first ask the Lord. Yes, amen. Your response to that is so bad. I mean, I said it this morning, I was waiting for a revival outcry. And this evening, I thought after you got revelation this morning and hopefully a little bit of illumination, that when I preached that tonight, you'd be jumping up and down. Amen. But it's okay. Hallelujah. Amen. So it was amazing to see that. And we see at the end of it, basically, you know, how God has prepared us, allotted to us our destiny, our purpose. We have everything inside us to overcome whatever the enemy desires to bring against us. Can you say amen? And that's good news. That's really good news. So I want to talk a little bit tonight specifically about growing with God. I want to talk a little bit about positioning yourself for miracles. Positioning yourself for miracles. And, you know, right now, I heard Pastor Mark while he was taking up the offering. And I heard him speaking about how this is very heavy in his heart. I really believe that right now, this is something that God is speaking very clearly and loudly to the church, desiring us to respond to His word. In other words, to take His word and say, yes, Lord, I believe this is truth. Amen. And to actually do something with that word. You know, whenever I've done deliverance, especially when I was a young man, I was always amazed at how upset the devil would get when I'd read the word to him. So we'd be doing deliverance, all tired and everything, 2-3 hours of deliverance. And I would just take the book of Revelation and read Revelation and tell the devil, listen, I just want to tell you about where you're going. And the demon spirits would get so upset, they'd scream and say, stop reading that, stop saying that, because they know that's what's going to happen. But you know, it's funny because the devil will do whatever he can so that you don't see what God has for you. So you don't see what he wants to do in your life. So that you don't see it, because if you can't see it, you can't be it. You can't step into it. And so generation after generation, this is something that he's desiring to do. Now, I believe that God is busy shaking the church right now, all across the nations of this world, and preparing us for revival without any doubt. You know, yes, we'll have revival in Vero Beach, but we'll have revival all over the world. Really, it's busy happening. I mean, even in Europe, you know, where they're really bad, you know. Yeah, we're okay in America, but in Europe, those guys are bad, you know. And even there, they're having revival. Amen. I've heard of what's going on in France and some of the countries over there, and God's busy moving. You know, as the world gets darker, the church is supposed to be getting lighter and lighter. Amen. So, you know, the supernatural doesn't require a whole lot. Well, it doesn't require a whole lot. The main ingredient for the supernatural is faith. The main ingredient for us to step into a miracle or something that God wants to do, and I've seen it time and time again, even an unbeliever, God will do something supernatural, even to an unbeliever. He'll heal him. He'll touch him. He'll cause some kind of breakthrough to come, even to an unbeliever. But the reality is that to set yourself up as in a lifestyle of walking in miracles, or being someone who can pray for the sick, or bring miracles, become a temple that God uses, because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We have to align ourselves and prepare ourselves for miracles. Is that okay? So don't think for one second I'm not saying that God cannot do a miracle when He wants to. He can, and He will, and He has, and He'll do it again. Amen. But in order for us to position ourselves to walk in the supernatural, and it just goes in line with what we've been saying, there is a direct response that is required from us. So in other words, if God says this, we need to respond to this. With the measure that we respond to it, it's the measure that we'll see take place in our lives. Amen. So let's go to 2 Chronicles 7, verse number 12. I know it's been a long week of meetings, so I'll try not to keep you here too late tonight. I appreciate so many of you coming out tonight on a Sunday night after a whole week of meetings. And we had awesome meetings. Amen. So it'll be a short message. Amen. 2 Chronicles 7, verse number 12. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I've heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. A house of sacrifice. How many of you in this place say, I want to be a house of sacrifice? Half of you. Amen. Praise God for half of you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for half of them. Hallelujah. So the reality is that God is always looking for a people that will respond to His word, that will say, yes, Lord, I want to make a difference. I want you to use me. I want you to fulfill destiny and purpose in me. I want to be a living sacrifice for you. Amen. Is that okay? You know, nowadays we don't like to talk like this. We don't like to talk about sacrifice. We don't like to talk about paying a price. Listen, salvation is 100% free. But if you want to walk in the supernatural, if you want to be supernatural in your expression, it's going to require some sacrifice. And God is looking for people where He can make a house of sacrifice out of. Is that okay? I'm always amazed at these guys that write books saying that we don't have to pray. And they operate in the supernatural. And I've read books they wrote before where they were praying so much it wasn't even funny. So they don't tell you how they started. So sacrifice is required for the supernatural to operate in your life. Is that okay? Now watch. If you want to be someone who walks in miracles, not only in your own life, but in the lives of others, it will require us to become a house of sacrifice. God looks and chooses for Himself these places, these people. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land and send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. There just is this reality that in order for us to walk in miracles, there are certain things that need to take place in our lives. Now remember, God is supernatural and can do whatever He wants whenever He wants. But in order for you to get yourself aligned, faith-wise, prepared-wise, relationship-wise, there are certain things that are required for us to do. Is that okay? God is a God of miracles, but God operates according to His word. His word is truth. Whatever His word said, that is what goes. Is that okay? The Bible is full of principles, and those principles are working in our lives. They must work in our lives, and in order for the miracles to take place in our lives, those principles must apply. Is that okay, guys? All right, now, I want to show you something. In order for us to walk in miracles, in order for us, this little scripture, I want to show you something supernatural that takes place in our lives. Now watch. Look at verse 14. The first thing that God will do when we are walking it out and obeying His word, it says, I will hear from heaven. I will hear from heaven. How many of you here say, I want God to hear me? I need God to hear me. So many of us are so busy talking to everybody else that we don't talk to God. Amen. But I don't know about you, but I want God to hear me. I want to know that when I pray, my prayers are effective. My prayers are getting through. My prayers are appealing to heaven, and God is giving me His ear and listening and hearing what I'm praying. Is that okay, guys? How many of you in this place say, I want to live like that? I want to know that when I pray, God hears my prayers. Amen. Thank you, Brett. Amen. So the first thing He does is He hears our prayers. The second thing He does is He forgives our sins. He forgives our sins. I don't know about you, but I know. I need to know, not to think. I need to know that I'm forgiven. I have seen so many Christians walk around and say, I don't even know if I'm saved. But if you walk with Him and you obey His word, you will know that you are forgiven. We need to still repent nowadays. It's not just a once-off repentance. When we repent, He hears from us and He forgives us. Is that okay? But we need to walk it out. Amen. Because we sin even after we get saved. So you need to walk it out, but at the same time, you need to know that you are forgiven. The first thing my pastor taught me was, Alex, when you sin, repent quickly. And so I do. All the time. Amen. Let me tell you something. If I want God to hear me, one of the things I do very seriously is I examine myself. I examine myself. Because I want God to hear my prayers. So I want to know that there's nothing between us. Is that okay? Now here comes the part that we've all been waiting for. And it says, and I will heal their land. So when we're walking with Him and obeying Him, He will hear our prayers. He will forgive our sins and He will heal our land. How many of you know that when we're walking with Him, God can come and heal us? Amen. God can come and fix our broken hearts. God can come and heal our bodies if they're sick. God can come and restore our finances. God can come and heal and deliver our children out of the hands of the enemy. Amen. If you need a miracle, God can come and heal your land. God can heal you out of your depression. Whatever it is that you're facing, God wants to take you out of those circumstances and He wants to heal you. He wants to hear your prayers. He wants you to walk in His grace, in His forgiveness. And He wants to heal your land. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Just one scripture, nothing major. Amen. So what is it that we need to do to get this breakthrough, to walk in these kinds of miracles in our lives? I'm so glad you're asking so many questions. Let's go back to verse number 14. Watch this now. The Bible says, the first thing it says there, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. The first thing that is required for us to walk in the supernatural and to walk in miracles and healings and to walk out that type of lifestyle in our lives, the first thing we need to do is we need to humble ourselves. Now, I've preached a whole sermon on being humble, okay? But I can preach another one, amen, because we all need to stay in that place, hallelujah. It's so easy to become, it's so easy to get full of yourself. It's so easy to think that it's your own strength. It's so easy for you to get to the place where you stop giving God the glory. And the reality is it's absolutely imperative. And one of the first thing that He says to us in order for us to get to the place where we have our miracle, where we have our breakthrough, is that we must humble ourselves. Recognize our weaknesses. Become humble. Go before Him with truth in your heart. In other words, when you go before Him with truth, it means that you go before Him and nothing is hidden. You see, when you humble yourself, when you truly humble yourself, there's no more mask. There's no more pretending. What happens is you're saying to God, listen, God, I know that I did this, or I know that I should have done that, or I know that my heart isn't right, or I know that I'm nothing and you are everything. It requires you to get to a place where you say, Lord, I know who you are and I know who I am, and I depend entirely on you. I am nothing, you are everything. Listen, when the anointing is flowing and when God is using you and the supernatural is busy happening, listen, it's so easy for you to think, wow, that's so amazing, you know. But the reality is you must never get to the place where you, for one second, take the glory. One of the things I was taught as well when I was very young is that when you take the glory for yourself, immediately you become cut off. And for those of you that aspire to walk in the anointing, to walk in the realm of the supernatural, never forget that always give God the glory. Because when you start taking the glory for yourself, you'll start operating out of your flesh. Humble ourselves. Here we go. Here comes the next one. And pray. And pray. We need to get back to prayer. Stop talking to everybody about our problems and get back to the place where we rely completely on God. It's time for us to get back to that place where we have conversations with God. I was talking to Pastor Mark this week, and one of the things he kept on telling me was about a prophet friend of his. And he kept on saying to me, you know, Alex, that guy has such an amazing relationship with God. And he said it in a way of amazement. Now, I know him, and I've seen his relationship with God. And that was really amazing to me. But it just shows you how your relationship with God is so vital and can develop so much, where you can get to a place where your spirit is constantly in communication with God, where you're basically walking in the Spirit. So you're constantly aware of the realm of the Spirit. You're constantly in prayer. You're constantly walking with Him. You're constantly desiring to serve Him. But there must also be that time where we make a decision to separate ourselves and spend some time with Him. Listen, you can just be a Christian, that's fine. But I'm talking to people who desire to be used in the realm of miracles. Is that okay? Now, you can go places and they'll teach you, you don't have to do anything. Listen, I've been around people that when they fast 40 days, you can't go near them. The power of God is on them so strong. Don't tell me fasting doesn't work. Someone walks in the offices and the demons start manifesting. Just walking in the offices because the guy that's fasting is in the office. Don't tell me it doesn't work. When you draw close to God, when you begin to seek His face, things change, things happen. Amen? So prayer is a massive part of us getting back into a place where we can be used by God. And in today's society, it's one of the things that people just don't do anymore. Amen? And the third thing is that God says that they must seek My face. Seek My face. We need to get to that place where all we desire to do is to seek after God with everything inside of us. Now, I know this church is blessed, and we are a people that really, I believe, we do seek the Lord. We seek to walk with Him. We seek to please Him. We seek, you know, we seek His face. We seek, you know, the anointing. We seek the presence of God. So we are a blessed people. Amen. But this evening, I just want to encourage you, and I kind of like want to push you a little bit as your pastor and say, come on, guys, we're about to go to this new building. But it's going to require maybe a little bit more consecration again. Is that okay? It's going to require us again not to forget those things that are so important to us, like seeking God's face, like seeking Him. You know, when there's a famine in the land, when there's something going on and God isn't moving, and we need that oil to begin to flow again in our lives, it's going to require a little bit of seeking. It's going to require prayer. It's going to require consecration. It's going to require a hunger and a thirst from His people in order for Him to once again move the way that He has in the past. Is that okay? Amen. I know this isn't a glory hallelujah message, but you've had prophetic messages all week long. Amen. A little bit of let's come back down to earth. Amen. And the last thing that He says is He says that we need to turn from our wicked ways. In other words, repent. Repent. We need to turn from our wicked ways. We need to humble ourselves. We need to seek His face. We want the miracles. We want the supernatural. We're starting to believe that maybe this God really is who He says He is. Maybe this Jesus really is the Son of God. Maybe He did say to His disciples, go and do greater miracles. Maybe He did say that, and maybe we can also be used by Him. But let me tell you something. It also says, pick up your cross. Not for your salvation. That's already paid for. But if you want to be used, it's going to require you maybe just to turn away from those things that we shouldn't be doing anymore. Is that okay? Because there are people sitting in this room that you are bound by iniquity. You are bound by iniquity, and it holds you back. And the condemnation that the enemy keeps on bringing, he brings it over and over and over because he wants to keep you stuck. That's what it means to be bound. It means to be tied up. So you are bound by this thing, and it's holding you back. But God wants to set you free. You see, freedom in Christ means that I give my life to Him. I trust Him with everything. I get to the place where I realize I can't do it in my own strength. So I just cry out to Him and say, God, enough. I've had enough. I can't deal with this anymore. But it's time for us to turn from those things. It's time for us to turn away from those things that just are not right, so that He can use us again, or so that He can begin to use us. Some of us have been there before, and some of us are going to get there for the first time, like never before. But let me tell you something. These are key ingredients that I'm giving you tonight to walking in the supernatural. And not everybody wants to teach this because it's uncomfortable. It's basics, I know. But God wants us to get back to these basics. You see, it's eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit would say to us. And as God is busy drawing His church and raising up His church in an hour like this right now, it is time for us to remember those basics, those things that got us so excited in the beginning. I remember when I used to walk in the beginning when I was a young man, and I was just so desperate to have my first vision from God. And I would pray for hours and hours and hours. And the anointing eventually one day finally fell on me when I was in my room. And it was incredible because the presence of God was on me the whole night. And I began to pray for people for the very first time. Let me tell you something. When you pay the price, when you begin to see God, what will happen is that all of a sudden, the breakthrough comes. And when it comes, nobody can stop you. Nobody will stop you because God begins to open the doors. God begins to just release you. I went to youth that night. I was just one of the young guys that I used to carry oil for the guys that used to pray for people. And while I'm holding the oil, the youth pastor comes up to me and he says, Alex, put the oil down and go pray for people. I've never prayed for anybody. But you see, it required me to get to a place where I wanted to make a decision to serve, to lay my life down, to begin to seek Him, because I believed what I was hearing. I believed that relationship with God was important, that I needed to get the things out of my life that shouldn't be there. So I did. I began to pray. I began to seek God. And then all of a sudden, it just exploded out of nowhere. The first time God uses you, the first time you lay hands on someone and God actually uses you, the first time you lay hands on a sick person and you're surprised by the healing. You're like, what happened here? The first time you stand in front of a demon and command it to come out and see the person's never the same again. The first time God breathes through you and gives you a word for somebody. But this requires us to do this that I've read to you tonight. It requires us as a church to say, right, I'm going to do this thing. The prayer meetings are starting again. If you can be here, come. If you can't, pray at home. But begin to spend time with Him. Begin to draw close to Him. Humble yourself and pray. Seek His face and you will see miracles in your life. You won't need everybody to pray for you. You'll be able to pray for yourself. You'll be able to see the breakthrough in your own life. Amen. 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 Father, tonight in this place, your word is truth, and there is nothing like your word, Father. There is nothing like your word, for your word is sharper than a two-edged sword that cuts to the heart, Father. And Lord, it's not always, the word is not always gentle, but the word is like a hammer. The word is like a hammer, Father, and it mends us, it molds us, it shapes us. And Father, you are about to do something great on the planet. And Father, I pray that you will position us for the supernatural. You will position us for miracles. You will position us, oh God, to step into everything that you have for us, not by might or by power, but by your Spirit. But Father, I pray this evening in this place, Lord, that you will place a hunger and a thirst inside the hearts of every single one of us. That you will wake us up in the night watches and call us to seek you again, Father. That, Lord, you will breathe in us and you will just wake us up and shake us. And, Father, just once again cause us to be like it was when we were saved in the beginning at the joy of our salvation, oh God. Let us remember these things. Let us desire to please you, Father. Let this joy, this first love, let it become so alive inside of us once again, Father. Lord, take us to that place. Take us to that place, Father. Lord, we know that you are supernatural, that you can come in here in a cloud right now, not because of anything a man does. But Father, I know that you are causing a bride, that you desire to have ears that are sharp and eyes that can see. And Lord, when we speak, that fire will come out of our mouths and that it will have the ability to change and touch lives. And so, Father, I pray that your word says that no one comes to you unless you draw them. So, Father, tonight I am pleading with you, Lord. I am asking you, Father, as the pastor of this house, that you would draw every single one of us. That you would draw us, Lord, to yourself. That you would cause us to come near to you, Father. Like you called the children, Jesus, when you were here on earth. We are your children, and I'm asking you, Father, call us and draw us to you, Father. Lord, let us be hungry. Let us be thirsty. Not only for the supernatural, because that just comes, but let us become hungry and desperate for more of you, Lord. Let us become desperate to seek you once again. Let us become desperate, Father. Desperate to hear word from you that can change our family. Desperate to hear the secrets, the mysteries about ourselves. And Father, most of all, so that we can know you more. So that we can know you more. Because surely you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And there is none like you. And you will be this God forever and forever, from the beginning to the end. And Father, I pray that we will learn to know you even more, a greater measure, a greater measure, a greater measure of faith, a greater measure of glory, a greater measure, Father, in this place, as we begin to seek you with all of our hearts, Father. Prepare us for what you have for us, Lord, as you draw us closer and closer and closer to you. There is none like you. There is none like you. Right now, Father, I pray that those who have broken hearts, hurt hearts, that you would begin to heal them right now in their seats, Father. Lord, do not let condemnation control anyone. Do not let that grip of condemnation that the enemy would like to bring against any person because of sin, but rather, Father, let them know that you came and died for that sin, and that sin will be removed as soon as we just say, Lord, take it away. Take it away, Father. I give my heart to you. I give my life to you. I want to serve you with everything inside of me. Father, you have the ability right now. And so I ask you, even now in this place, Father, for any person that has a need in their body, that you will touch them tonight in their body, Father. And I know, Lord, I know that you are about to do something great in our city, in our nation, in the nations of this world, and in our personal lives as well. Take us, Father. Mend us, Lord. Mold us. And Father, let us be the other man, the one that you have called us to be. Father, we thank you. We love you. We praise you and we worship you tonight in this place, in Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. I'm going to keep it short tonight. We've had a long week of meetings, and I want you to go home and have a great week. But I want you to remember this word, because even though it's a short word, I want you to remember that it's small things, small beginnings, lead to something that can become absolutely great when it comes to the kingdom of God. Never underestimate who you are and what God has placed inside you. Do the basics and you'll be amazed at what God can do through you. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks for joining us. We hope that this message has inspired you in so many ways. If you would like to support our ministry, or if you would like more messages, you can find that at www.oceansunite.com. Once again, we are so excited to have you as a part of the family. Have a wonderful day.